WVWA Mobile.
KM4VWA, W4DJW, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sunshine. How are you doing today?
Starting to crawl out from under all that debris. I got the last three trees, all the limbs and everything cut off of them, ready to start grinding them up with the grinder and turn them into dirt. How about you? Are you out from under all the debris created by the hurricane?
I really didn't have any debris. No limbs, no nothing. Now, I had a few down in behind my house down in the woods, but I'm not worried about that right now. I can get those over the next year. But my daughter has some down in her yard, and she's got 8 or 9 down that are, well, you can't reach halfway around them, and she's going to have a professional service come in and get those out there. They're in precarious positions. They didn't hit the house, but they have the potential. So anyhow, that's going to have to be done professionally. So I'm off the hook.
Well, good for you. I've got 3 root balls, 1 in the front yard, 2 in the back. They're sticking up in the air, and I called tree services about it, and they said those people who are in the condition that your daughter is in take precedence over you. In other words, until they get people whose houses are at risk of taking care of, they're not going to take care of people who just have root balls sticking out. You know, that, and those things are like nearly as tall as I am. The root ball, when it's laying on its side. But, So I'm getting all the leaves and limbs and all that stuff ground up, and that's daily. I spend a few hours a day on it. Eventually I'll get it all done. I got a big old mound of tree limbs with leaves on them in the very back of the backyard where the woods are. And then I got some more that are in the middle of the backyard that I've got to grind up sooner rather than later. But no flying anytime soon for me. I got plenty of yard work to do.
And that keeps you out of mischief and out of trouble. Keeps you occupied. That's a good thing for us these days. Have you got your own chipper?
Yeah, it's not a really big one. It's the kind you get at Tractor Supply. They used to have them sitting out in front. And it's got like two. It's on 2 wheels. It's got a chute that you put leaves in at the top, and it's got a chute on the side that you stick sticks in on the side. And then it's got an exhaust that throws all the debris out. I cleaned out 2/3 of my woods using that thing that had just tons of leaves and dead sticks and everything that fell down in the woods, and you couldn't walk back there. I cleared out 2/3 of my woods with that thing. It's noisy, and it's time-consuming, but it gets the job done eventually.
Like a 6-inch chipper?
The disc that it cuts is probably between 13 and 15 inches, the disc that is spinning. And then it's got 2 hammer blades on either side. And it's got an entry from the back that has a knife slice on the back of the disc, kind of like the thing that slices cucumbers or onions, right? And that slices up the sticks that you stick in the chute on the side. And then the hammers on the front, all the leaves and everything fall down in that. And those hammers just turn the leaves and the dead sticks and all that. It just turns that into dirt and shoots it out the chute.
That's good. So it'd probably take like a 3 to 5 inch wide limb. Yeah, that's about average for one of those. Those are great little machines, especially if you've had it a few years. They've kind of cheapened them up here recently. You know, hey, cut production costs anywhere you can, so the metal is lighter and that kind of thing. But yeah, those things, in the right circumstances, they're invaluable.
Yeah, because I had tons and tons of leaves and just nowhere to. I mean, I was stacking them up in the backyard, but they were like 6 feet tall and 100 foot long mounds of leaves. So I had to do something. And it really makes it nice when you're walking back there because it feels like you're walking on carpet after you've ground it up because it's airy. It's aerated. And it smothers out the little spuds that try to come up out of the ground and make new trees. It kind of smothers that stuff out for a little while. Not forever, but for a little while. Anyway, we'll crawling out from underneath of the storm. They've got all that to start with, all over with, down in Florida now. My mother-in-law was down in Fort Myers while that was happening. And luckily, the storm surge, they said it was going to go up to 20. The storm surge was going to go up to 20 feet. Luckily, it only went to 5 feet, and she's 8 feet above sea level. So she stayed high and dry the whole time.
News. My son and daughter-in-law and granddaughter lived at Fleming Island, Florida. That's just kind of like a suburb of Jacksonville. And they were expecting some pretty high wind off of the tail. As it reverses, you know, as the thing went out to sea, and they were expecting some storm surge, but all is well. It didn't blow in like they thought it would. So I think sometimes they project the worst case scenario, just the absolute max worst case, so that they can cover themselves. And then when it's not quite as bad, you know, hey, good news.
KB2HX has one more.
W4DJW, recognizing Dave. Yeah, I saw a meteorologist that had been doing Florida for 40 years, and he said he dropped 40 millibars in, like, just a few hours, and it's unheard of. And he was afraid it was going to be 20-foot storm surges going 120 miles in. But what happened was, unexpectedly, there was a dump of cold air that just came right down the center of the hurricane and just took it from a Category 5 to a Category 3, stayed that way for a little while, then went all the way down to a Category 1. So the vacuum that it was pulling got squashed by the cold air that got dumped down the center of the hurricane, which made it a dud. It turned out, and that's good. That's good, because there could have been tens of thousands of people killed. But it was good that it turned into a dud. Go ahead, Dave, W4DJW.
Good morning, and Steve. Yeah, the main difference down there is at least DeSantis was prepared. Steve, good morning.
Dave, well, you know, DeSantis was prepared, but you got to admit one thing. It's such a regular thing down there now that they are equipped. So, you know, he had everything in place and ready to go. And I'll revert back to that old thing that Ronald Reagan said. The most feared phrase is, we're from the government and we're here to help.
Okay, well, with that, I'm going to bug out. I just heard you say good morning, so I just thought I'd say good morning back to you. Haven't talked to you in quite a while. Got a lot of work to do before I can go flying again, even though we had plans to go flying again. Anyway, you guys take care. Stay safe. Good talking to you. W4DJW.
To hear you on there. I hope you're doing well. KB2HXS. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, listen, both of you guys, I've got to pump some gas or the E on my tank gauge is going to flip up to a W for walk. And let me pump some gas, and I'll be back on Highway 11 here for just a few minutes there, Dave. Hope to catch both of you back on there. So, anyhow, I'll be out for just a few minutes. 10-4, BWA, clear.
All right, I'll be here. I got a few-minute ride. I'm heading over to Traveler's Rest. All right, I'll be here. KB2HXS.